Good morning, a momentous Wednesday morning for America. President Donald Trump now on the cusp of being impeached by the House. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, historic debate set to begin this morning. It will air on WAMC, of course, at 9 a.m. No roundtable today. He'll be impeached. They have the votes on charges that he abused his power and obstructed Congress. Votes, says the AP, that will leave a defining mark on Trump's tenure in the White House. Yesterday, meanwhile, Trump sent off a fiery letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denouncing what he called the, quote, vicious crusade against him. Pelosi said she's seen it and thinks it's sick. She again has the votes to impeach. This will happen today.
Well, David, I think her analysis is not all wrong. He wants it to be part of the historical record leading up to this, which he thinks will vindicate him. I think quite the opposite. I think the ramblings in this letter, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and I can't tell you whether it's mentally ill or not. She says it is, and I think a lot of people are going to perceive it that way. He's always said that he doesn't mind the impeachment process. It's clear that they mind it a great deal. You know, when you're impeached, one of the few in the history of this country, it is a very dark mark on your record. I was watching the television, and I was watching all of the people who worked for him, the Manafort's and the Gates and the others as they head off for jail. It's extraordinary number of people who were in the Trump circle who were really no good nicks. Now, Gates has redeemed himself by testifying, helping the government make their cases. Nevertheless, the people who have gone to jail are many or are going to jail. And I suspect when everybody around you has been found culpable, that it may well be that you're going to be one of the people who history will regard as having appropriately been on that list. So what we can say to the American people is Congress will do its job. What happens in the Senate is going to be very different. There were rallies all over the country yesterday. People went out and said, impeach him, put him in jail. And the very things that he was yelling about Hillary Clinton all those years ago are now being turned on him. So there will be a massive vote today. The Democrats will vote for impeachment. I spoke yesterday with Congressman Brindisi. He says it's the hardest decision he's ever had to make in his entire life, and I'll bet it is. You know, he only won by a few votes. It's a Trump district. Whether or not his voters will turn around and say, all right, you did what you thought was right, we'll support you again. We won't know. But there are some real profiles in courage here, people who stand up and do the right thing, because it is the right thing.
But then, as you referenced, you have the Senate trial and a much, much less chance of conviction. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell setting a course to quash Democrats' attempts to extend the impeachment trial of President Trump by calling new witnesses as he pushes toward a goal of ending it swiftly in acquittal. We've been talking about this. He's taking all his cues from the White House.
Well, he says he is. And they have him on tape during the Clinton trial and all the other times saying the exact opposite. They have Lindsey Graham saying the exact opposite. I saw Lindsey Graham's opponent on television last night. He's trailing Graham by 2 points. So it could really be a very strong rejection of some of these people. McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and others. And huge amounts of money are going to fund their opponents by people who just are sending it in. And the fact that they are proudly saying, we support the president and we don't have to look at the evidence and we don't want witnesses and we don't want documents and we don't want to replay the whole thing. First, they criticize everything that the Democrats were doing in the House of Representatives, and now they're saying, we don't even have to replay gathering the evidence because we already have evidence. Come on.
So, in the topsy-turvy world of politics, assuming we go through this short Senate trial, he's not convicted. He claims he's acquitted and vindicated. What does this mean at the ballot box in 2020? Does it help him or hurt him?
David, nobody knows. We do know that Chuck Schumer, who's been relatively quiet about criticizing the president, criticizing McConnell, has come out swinging. Good for him. It's what a Democratic leader should be doing at a point like this. And he says he's got a couple of Republicans who will vote with him. He said all we need is four who will vote with him to bring witnesses and to bring documents. We'll see whether he's got them. He may have one or two, but it would be revolutionary if he produced actual votes from the Republicans who have been sticking together.
Court orders FBI to fix some wiretaps after damning report. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, that's the FISA court, responded to problems with eavesdropping on a former Trump campaign aide.
David, I don't like this FISA court. I don't like judges who have hoods on. They don't, but figuratively they do. I want to know who the judges are. You don't want to be a judge? Don't be a judge. But don't hide behind anonymity. I don't like this court. I have not liked it from the beginning, as you probably know and remember. I don't like the idea that you set up a court which cannot be identified. It gets us into a kangaroo situation which we don't want. And the fact is, this court approved these warrants. Now, I'm not sure because I don't know whether or not mistakes were made. But if the mistakes were made, they were certainly part of those mistakes. And now to point the finger at the FBI cowardly and not to assume their own responsibility is another whole story. David, there's one other thing we should talk about this morning, the deficit. People don't even think about what a huge deficit of many trillions of dollars is going to mean. It means that we can't spend the money that we are spending on interest to float bonds for the deficit on things like schools and education and veterans raises and all the other things that government should be doing. It is a cowardly action by both the Republicans and Democrats to do this. There was a point at which we were doing away with the deficit, and now we're making the bankers rich again.
Our political observer Alan Shartok with us. You know those banks are made of marble.
They've got a guard at every door. And you know, David, the vaults are stuffed with silver that the workers sweated for.